This is Worldviews. I'm Suzette Gorlot. Keith Gaddy, thank you for joining me today on Worldviews.
It's a pleasure to be here.
So, Keith, we're witnessing the worst outbreak of the deadly Ebola virus right now in Western Africa, countries of Guinea, Sierra Leone, Liberia primarily, although it's now migrated to Nigeria. And we have even some reports from elsewhere. About 2,000 cases of infection, approximately 1,000 deaths so far, the worst on record. The World Health Organization is considering an international public health emergency. And even the U.S. is in action now, bringing back a couple of American aid workers to Atlanta to treat them as they were there helping those who were infected and ended up infected themselves. So this raises an issue of treatment and medical access to medical care and the ethics of removing some people and bringing them back to the U.S. and leaving others in Africa to suffer. What are we to make of this major outbreak? This isn't the only time we're going to deal with this.
Yeah, well, you know, and there are two sets of ethical issues at here. One is the matter of what kind of treatments we have available medically and who receives that treatment. We've removed American aid workers from the region in West Africa, brought them back to Atlanta, where Centers for Disease Control is, which is the best, most controlled, most scientifically advanced environment to pursue novel and experimental treatments. And when it comes to novel and experimental treatment, we always treat on test subjects before we go to the general population. So it's not surprising that we're not trying an unproven treatment on the general population. But the bigger ethical issue is, why did we wait for aid workers to get infected when we had many infected individuals, at least one of whom might have volunteered to come back and receive treatment in the U.S.? The other ethical issue, though, has to do with the public health issue on the ground, that local custom and practice regarding the handling of the dead actually promotes further spread of this disease. It can only be spread through bodily contact and fluid contact. And the tradition of actually holding a dead person or an ill person in room, touching them, nursing them through the family, actually promotes the spread of the disease. And that's part of the problem with this outbreak.
Well, hopefully we'll see an end coming to this soon, and maybe some of these treatments, these experimental treatments, will work. I mean, this disease has a mortality rate up to 90%. So clearly, this is an emergency if I've ever seen one. So we'll continue to watch that.